Fine. You're right. I needed a little break. Well, I mean, the exam's coming up. I don't make at least a B on the history final. I am toast. And you know it. Yeah, I mean, I have been studying all week, but I barely went to that class to begin with. You know, I need all the help I can get. And the time. But it is a pretty good party. And that keg in the corner definitely isn't hurting things. Yeah, I know, Little Miss Perfect. But some of us have to worry about our GPAs. We can't all be tri-delts and have all of the exam answers. My sorority is slightly less fancy than that. But only slightly. No, I'm okay. I was just like one of those sharp, sudden pains, you know, the, like really random ones. Other people get those right. Yeah, I'm totally fine. It's probably just like a stitch or something, you know? I did do that keg handstand earlier. Oh, who is that? The guy who just walked in. Who? No, that's my lab partner's name. No, that's gotta be someone else. Because I've been sitting next to the guy all semester. I think I would have noticed that. I mean, yeah, sure, I guess it is an 8 a.m. class. I probably wasn't very awake, but oh, Jesus, he is exactly my type. I guess I should go say hi, right? I mean, probably doesn't really know very many people. It'd only be hospitable of me. Hey, stranger. Yeah, from Chem 101 with Professor Barnes. I think we're lab partners, right? Of course, I know. I mean, it is an early class, but I'm not completely blind. Besides, you're probably the only thing that's been saving my GPA, to be honest. Science has never been my strong suit. So you just got here, yeah? Well, there's a keg over there if you want something to drink. Or if you're feeling a little more adventurous, there's some sort of strange concoction on the other counter. Probably mostly Skittles vodka, I'm guessing. Maybe some other dodgy liqueurs mixed in. I don't recommend it, to be Oh, you weren't planning to stay for very long. Yeah, no, I wasn't really either. I mean, not after you walked in anyway. What do I mean? I think you know. I mean, you're pretty smart, right? My roommates are all at this party. I don't think they're gonna be home anytime soon. If you wanted to, get out of here, go back to mine. Ourselves. Of course I'm serious. Why wouldn't I be? Well, I've never seen you in a recreational setting before. Class is business, you know. You don't want to mix business and pleasure. But the semester's almost over, so now it's more just like pleasure and pleasure. What do you think? Cool. It's just a couple blocks that way, actually. Well, this is it. Welcome to my abode. It's a bit of a sad girl apartment, to be perfectly honest. Mind the empty boxes of friends. The recycling doesn't come until Monday. My room is just down the hall. Although, like I said, we do have the place to ourselves. We could make use of that. On second thought, my mattress is slightly more comfortable than the futon, so maybe should make our way over here. Of course I want you. Take it off. Come on. You want me to do it? And I guess it's it for that. Sensitive. No, keep going. It's a good kind of sensitive. Tricky. Yeah, Commando, that is not a choice I was expecting. Not a bad one. Don't get me wrong. It was laundry day, wasn't it? You can tell me the truth. Has anyone ever told you you have a very suckable cock? Just me. I wonder how deep it can go. Even at the back of my throat. I don't want to ruin the fun just yet. I mean, you want to fuck me, right? Yeah. My condom. There somewhere. Dripping. Just fuck me. Please. Just fuck me. Please, just. Oh, please. Fuck me. Oh, I need to be filled with cock. Since I got fucked like that, Jesus. God. Oh, I really needed that. Oh, the stress from finals just fucking got plowed out of me. We should do this again sometime. I mean, soon. Like, maybe after I have a short nap.